Next, I'd like to take the opportunity to address the state police report. But before I begin, I do want to take a moment to publicly acknowledge and thank Rhode Island State Police Colonel Stephen O'Donnell, Lieutenant Colonel Barry, as well as Captain Moynihan for their guidance and help during a time that our police department was in need. They worked hard on behalf of the citizens of Cranston, and I'm very appreciative of that fact. We all are, and thank them for what they've done for us. And in January of 2014, I made the decision to ask Colonel O'Donnell and the Rhode Island State Police to take control of the Cranston Police Department. In doing so, I asked the State Police to not only complete the ticketing investigation that had been started by our Fine Internal Affairs Division of our Cranston Police Department, but I also asked them to provide me with an assessment of the department to help the city move forward and to conduct an impartial and thorough review. And when I called for that assessment, I was well aware of the fact that my own personal decisions, as well as decisions of others, including past and present members of my administration, past and present Cranston police officers, as well as department leadership, would be reviewed and, yes, potentially criticized. Knowing this full well, but given the importance of this great police department, I decided to still go forward and request that assessment. Before I asked the state police for an assessment, we all know the story. There had been several situations that had been present in an apartment for decades. First, there was a culture of factionalism, the so-called A team and B team, which is nothing more than favoritism and factionalism within the police department, in which either officers in Camp A or Camp B sided with one another based upon their perceived team allegiance. This had been going on for decades. And we also know that morale was low. But most importantly was the fact that there had never been a top-to-bottom assessment of our department. And the facts at that time supported an assessment, and given those facts, I don't regret one bit for my decision to call for that assessment to occur. You know, we all saw that even though, as the letter indicated that you all received from Council President Laney, that it's critical of some of my decisions. It can be hard for anyone to look in the mirror, but it's times like these that it has to be done. And on Thursday, I received word that that assessment was complete. And not wanting to wait even one more day, I drove to Scituate on Friday afternoon and personally met were Colonel O'Donnell, Lieutenant Colonel Barry, and Captain Moynihan. And I took the time to once again thank them for the service that they provided the residents of Cranston and was provided with the report. And since receiving it, I have read the report and continued to digest it. I've had many accomplishments as mayor that I've been very proud of. You all have heard of them. You know it, you're all a part of it. The balanced budgets, the job creation, the pension reform with even many of the men and women that are here tonight, raising our bond rating, not once, but several times. And in fact, you all know Standard & Poor's upgraded us to the highest rating we've had with them in two decades. But through this process, and not just since getting this report, I realized that my administration and I can do better, and we will do better in this area. Looking back at the events that are contained in this report, of course there are decisions that I would want to change. But needless to say, hindsight is always 20/20. But I've already taken substantial steps to fix this problem, many of these problems. I selected a chief Colonel Michael Winquist, who's sitting behind us, who's not from either team. He's the first chief from outside a department in our history. And he was the number two at the state police. And morale is coming up. And you guys were all part of that process in approving the colonel. We've negotiated a new contract with the IBPO, which gives the chief some discretion to fix some of the inequities in assignments and duties. And our city has grown over the years, but so has the demands on public safety. And one of the things that I will consider is both the feasibility and, yes, the wisdom, as some have suggested, of whether we have to establish a cabinet-level position called the Public Safety Commissioner. The administrative structure of our city has not changed with the demands on police and fire. We have a budget currently close to $300 million. However, the model to manage it was created when everything west of Oakland Avenue was farmland. This position is currently in place in Providence and takes away the perception of politics with public safety. I think we should take a look at whether or not it's feasible and right for Cranston. Now, getting to the report, I know that there are some who want me to release the report right away, but the law may not permit me to do so. This report contains confidential personnel matters, and parts of the report may not be appropriate for me to release. And today, along with Solicitor Rawson, we delivered a request to the Office of the Attorney General, Kilmartin, asking and providing him a copy of the report, asking for his guidance as to which portions of the report are public. And upon that advice, I will promptly release what I can. Ladies and gentlemen, in short, these structural problems didn't start with my administration. In fact, they are decades old. I did not create these problems, but one thing I will do, I will take ownership of fixing them. Of that, you and the residents of Cranston can be assured. And I want to take a moment to thank the citizens of Cranston for their continued support and trust. And I also want to thank the many men and women of the police department, many city employees that are here tonight, but particularly the police department, for all their continued hard work under the new leadership of Colonel Winquist. Thank you so much for your time.